Scott with SJA Wellpower.com, Final Days Report, episode 423. We're calling this VCAST, folks. The beast system is fencing us in. They're boiling us like frogs. They're launching robots in developing countries as security guards. They're launching 6G. We're going to cover a plethora of stories of this beast system. But the first story I want to cover is I always thought that motorcycles will be the one mode of transportation that would be very, very tough for them to do driverless. And I was wrong, folks. They are working on driverless motorcycles with technology that won't allow you to go to green zones. Early days of this ministry, I remember covering a story about how the U.S. government was trying to pass a bill for technology to put on your old school cars that could ultimately shut your car down and track everything you do. We did a VCAST, 12 reasons to keep your old car. I'll put the thumbnail up. But let's read. Self-driving motorcycles are a concept that is being explored with companies like Yamaha and BMW developing prototypes and concepts. These vehicles are equipped with technology to handle various tasks, including self-balancing. I didn't think they would figure that out. Starting the engine and even following the rider at walking speed. The main goal of these projects is to explore potential of motorcycles to become more autonomous and enhance the riding experience. No, it's going to enslave you. So check this video out. Man, the government hates the one percenters, the Hell's Angels type. And I'm not condoning their behavior, but they hate them. So if they push technology like this, run from it. But let's play this video. This blew me away. Scooters, motorcycles, going down the road. It's moving fast, my friends. It is moving very fast. All right. I just thought this was interesting. Anthony Fauci's fortune doubled to $15 million between early 2019 and 2023. While he shuts you down, doesn't allow you to go to work, many businesses, small businesses collapse, and he's getting rich off of it. And I heard a report where I think his net worth is so much more than this, but this is what we're being told. And Trumpet News One had an interesting white paper from Japanese scientists, and I'm just showing a picture of the nanotech that was injected in you. Never forget, this is about the Internet of Bodies. This is about biodigital conversions. This is about brain-computer interface. I just saw a video of somebody that has ALS, and this person is in rough shape, and he put a chip in his head, Neuralink, 5 quarters thick. And again, we've covered multiple times. I think that's a psyop because we cover how Elon said they have neural lace. All you need is a shot, non-invasive surgery. So it's all a psyop, my friends. But the disturbing part of the video, and maybe I'll do a short on it, is he said he was led by the Holy Ghost to hook up to artificial intelligence. And his life is improved. He can communicate better. But is it worth it? Can he still worship Jesus Christ? Because Elon has said it has read-write capability, but I digress, my friends. And we covered the story from University of Michigan and MIT on how they want nanotech to be able to go through a syringe. And the University of Michigan story was from 2016. But let's read from MIT, helping drug-delivering particles squeeze through a syringe. Now, the next video I want to show has gone viral. Now, this is a big chip, but you need to think of the nanotech I just showed you in previous slides and probably 30, 40% of the VCAST that we've covered in this ministry. But this is crazy. This is crazy how detailed these chips are and how micro they are. Like, pay close attention to the hair when they actually do a deep dive on this chip.
This right here, and tell me if this doesn't blow your mind.
Technology.
That's a human hair right there. This is the Apple CPU, the little chip that's in your phone or your computer. Yeah, watch it and tell me this is not fallen angel technology. I don't know what to say. Because nobody can make something like this. Not even a laser can shoot down that far and create something like this. Yep, just keep watching. We're going way deep. Oh, yeah, we're not done yet. It goes further. Yep. And we hit the bottom, finally.
So for those of you listening on podcast service, a chip that's in a computer or your cell phone, they actually just took a microscope to it and went layers upon layers upon layers upon layers deep. So think what they can put through a syringe. Wild time to be alive. All right, I put this on Telegram. This is a little bit older. Instagram tries using AI to determine if teens are pretending to be adults. And it's just a creepy article where they can look at patterns. They can look at pictures. This is just Big Brother on steroids. And granted, they'll have ID 2020, but Big Brother will always be watching. And I was thinking about this. Do you think Meta cares about your kids? Because I remember covering a story how Facebook was in trouble because they weren't pulling sexual provocative pictures of children. They don't care about your kids. BBC News, Facebook failed to remove sexualized images of children. A senior MP says he is disturbed Facebook refused to remove sexualized images of children. It's just Big Brother on steroids, my friends. All right, Elon Musk, we've done a series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? And it's just the gift that keeps on giving with our hypothesis. And I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but the false prophet will bring the mark of the beast. Elon wants to tie X into a payment system. So it's getting wild. And it gets better. Stick with it, my friends. Elon Musk may be teaming up with Palantir. Palantir is that pre-crime software that has its technology linked to the IDF and their Gazan targeting system called the Gospel. So this is Big Brother on steroids. Let me read this again. Elon Musk may be teaming up with Palantir on an important project. So what's the project? Well, it's the Golden Dome that Trump announced. All of this screams like Skynet. It seems like Big Brother on steroids. You need to think about going after the U.S. Postal Service. And maybe privatizing that. I just saw a video of somebody, this little robot drone, delivered a pizza. Wild time to be alive, my friends. Will there be any jobs left? Many people have been emailing me for solutions, and I have a couple ideas. But it's God's timing, my friends. All right, it gets even more strange. This factory is sick that Elon basically tweeted. And if you can see the inverted compass, and they love their pyramids. But I worked at three or four factories in my career managing these business units. I was more the marketing, sales, R&D, P&L accountability guy. So I didn't have the factories reporting up through me. But I was on site at these factories, and we'd have customers tour. You don't make your factory beautiful. But let's read. Starlink factory designs look oddly similar to an inverted Freemason compass and square, kind of like how X symbol resembles one as well. Probably just one of those weird coinkydinks revelations and rabbit holes. This is his post. And the pyramid is telling as well. So that's a factory for Starlink? That's sick. You don't spend money like that. Factories, rectangle, a square, simple. Build it. Spend your capital of what you're going to use to produce. Don't make it your eye candy. All right. In the theme of the fence is closing in, Sam's Club is phasing out checkouts, betting big on AI shopping. So we covered multiple stories within this ministry how you can't get in Amazon stores and many stores unless you scan your face first. Pay with your right hand, scanning your palm. All of these big mega corporations, and they're all owned by each other. They might have a different brand, but 35% of grocery stores are owned by a few companies. Support your mom and pops, my friends, but ultimately, this story is about being cashless. No cash available, my friends. First, you're going to need an app to go through that will scan you with facial recognition, I'm assuming. That's where it'll evolve to. And then you'll be the cell phone by 2030, with probably the mark of the beast soon after. You can just see the infrastructure being raised up, my friends. All right. We've talked multiple times about Gordy Rose and his speech at a university in Canada that was really demonic, talking about aliens coming. These were demons, right? He doesn't like that video being posted. I've probably played it 4 or 5 times. And we've talked about these quantum computers. They think they can speak to parallel dimensions. And if you're really freaked out about demonic voices, you might not want to listen to this, but I'm calling this AI Goes Demonic. What are we dealing with here? Fallen angel technology? Appears so, my friends. Who are you speaking to when you use this? And you can't avoid it now with a simple search. It just pops right up. Let's roll it.
And is about 25,000 seconds. To get a more intuitive number, let's convert 25,000 seconds into hours. There are 3,600 seconds in an hour, so 25,000 divided by 3,600 is roughly 6.9 hours. So it'll take about 7 hours to download that 125 gigabyte file at 40 megabits per second.
What the fuck was that all about?
Wait, it's a...
She's terrified.
Just about half to... No worries, it's only good to double check.
What the fuck is going on
with
that house? What the fuck is going on?
And
apologize for him swearing. All right, Jordan Peterson. We've called him out as somebody not to trust, in my humble opinion. He went on the Joe Rogan show and others and was criticizing the McMartin pedo satanic case. And when I first woke up, a guy by the name of Ted Gunderson, a former FBI agent, has probably a 3-hour video compilation of him covering the McMartin case. And the evidence is overwhelming that they were abusing those kids with their satanic rituals. So I don't trust Jordan one bit. But you need to listen to him here, where ultimately what he is doing, listen closely to his speech, is he's talking about right-wing psychopaths and that we need a solution. He's implying that we need a solution so nobody can post things autonomously. This is the same strategy as Bill Gates with his Netflix series about online bullies. Wings are the same bird, my friends. So Jordan's role is to get the right to accept ID 2020, and they're going to do it for voter identification, right? The Fed ID can't fly in May without it. Trump's administration. If you're a huge Trump fan, go to SJ Wildfire, do your due diligence and search Trump. Gun grabber. Twice he's called to censor free speech. He is the banker repo man. He is bringing on the mark of the beast system, and many suspect he is the Antichrist. I want to see him get his head blown off and then all of a sudden show up as a hologram hooked up to artificial intelligence from that dream I had in 2008. But let's play this. This is criminal. It's criminal, my friends.
Well, I think the most important thing to do first is to draw a distinction between the political and the psychological and not to collapse them together. So imagine this. Imagine that there's a group of individuals, about 4% of the population, who have a set of personality characteristics that have been described as dark tetrad. So they're Machiavellian, they use their language to manipulate, they're narcissistic, they want unearned social status and reputation, they're psychopathic, which makes them free of empathy and parasitical and predatory, and they're sadistic, so they take positive delight in the unnecessary suffering of others. Now, those people also use false cries of victimization, let's say, to manipulate, and they're entitled. They seek vengeance when it's unwarranted, and they protest loudly and make very public cries for reparations that would be self-serving. Okay, now the way those people operate is they look for what patterns of belief form groups that they can infiltrate and then capitalize on. And that happens on the right. We did a report, the same group, on the use of Christ as king as a manipulative strategy by bad actors, hypothetically on the right. And this report identified the same sort of people on the left. But it's not primarily political. They're wolves in sheep's clothing who look for where there's power and value and then adopt those beliefs as a surface camouflage so that they can elevate their moral status. Now, and this has become worse in recent years, as far as I'm concerned, because the evolved strategies that we have for dealing with these psychopathic types, psychopathic narcissistic types, don't work well online. And so the psychopaths can get away with their terrible manipulations online, and they can find like-minded people, and they can escape from any reputational consequences. And so there's always been psychopaths. Those are the Pharisees, for example, that Christ points to, the religious pretenders. Those are the people who use God's name in vain and claim moral virtue and even religious devotion. Well, all they're doing is feathering their own nests and furthering their own narrow interests. And the web, social media, anonymity enables them to organize and also hides them much more effectively. And this is a problem in religious organizations. It's a problem in political organizations, and it pathologizes the whole culture. You know, most people, 80% of Americans agree on virtually everything. And then there's these fringe people, and they're not political. They're psychopathological narcissists who cloak themselves in political guise. And we all have to learn to distinguish between the political and the psychological. We're not good at it.
This is a scam. He's talking about independent thinkers that don't trust the system. He's talking about we need a solution so people cannot hide behind comments. It's wicked. It's wicked. I see right through Jordan Peterson. Don't trust him as far as I can throw him. All right, this is a little old, but there's an executive order that Trump signed for AI in schools, and I read the executive order. It's primarily around teaching kids the tools. But when will this be your teacher? When will this be your doctor? When will this be the AI judge? It's an abomination. Again, Trump is bringing in the fourth beast system that Klaus Schwab talked about, as they call it, the fourth industrial revolution. It's time to wake up and put on your big boy, big girl pants. And I know most people that are subscribed get this, but this is just moving so fast. AI Stargate, they're all puppets. They're all actors. They all have their IMBD actor credentials.
This next executive order relates to artificial intelligence education, sir. You've obviously done a lot in the artificial intelligence space already. The basic idea of this executive order is to ensure that we properly train the workforce of the future by ensuring that school children, young Americans are adequately trained in AI tools so that they can be competitive in the economy years from now into the future as AI becomes a bigger and bigger deal.
That's a big deal, because AI is where it seems to be at. We have literally trillions of dollars being invested in AI. And somebody today, a very smart person, said that AI is the way to the future. I don't know if that's right or not, but certainly very smart people are investing in it heavily.
What this is going to do is just make your children even more dumb. Homeschool. Get them out of the indoctrination camps, my friends. All right, this is what blew me away. This is why I wanted to do this VCast, is RoboCop in Bangkok, Thailand, unveils its first AI police robot at a festival. And the picture is creepy. This black mask, it looks like a Batman insignia on it. He has a beret on, or it has a beret on. And I've mentioned this before. I've always wondered about SEAL 4. Could SEAL 4 be GMO humans, mind-controlled humans that are hooked up to AI with optogenetics? GMO animals that just lose the fear of man. When Noah and his family left the ark, God said he'll put the fear of man in animals, and Satan wants to alter DNA. It's as the days of Noah. Iron mixed with clay, the seeds of men will not cleave. The good book says no flesh will be left. Probably means animals as well. They're defiling everything, right? And then the other one is, could the beast of the earth that kill in Seal 4, could they be robots and other wicked things like drones? But let's read Seal 4. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and on his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power is given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And I remember listening to a pastor that I really like, and he was talking about the landmass of the earth is about a fourth of the earth. Because I always thought of this scripture as just the Middle East or a said area. Just an interesting perspective, my friends. All right. 6G is rolling out fast. The robot needs to be run with 6G. So will this be the next pandemic when they roll out 6G and everybody gets sick, getting used to their EMF poisoning? 6G is critical to run the robots, the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies. A video I'm going to play talks about connecting everything, sensors everywhere. This is Big Brother on steroids. Remember, you're going to be the cell phone, according to the CEO from the World Economic Forum, by 2030. The hologram technology will be there. This all fits. All of it fits, my friends.
6G will be beyond communication. That means it will integrate communication together with computing, big data, AI, and also security.工厂里面，我们给你提供过第十一高考号就行了，但其实不是，他们还需要精确的定位、感知，它还需要计算、存储，包括AI，甚至还有它希望把它的IT系统都集成在你的网络当中。那么5G的话，由于我们产品的这个形态还有能力的有限，其实我们很难完全满足这样的一个需求，所以6G我们希望它能够彻底的解决这样的一个问题。 Vendors, more friends to join us. We can work together, try to push everything to go ahead as we expected. By year 2030, our apps, new service, and also the new business model can be matured. By that way, we can start the launch of this.
I just thought this was interesting. As Trump talked about using our gold to buy Bitcoin, there is a confiscation of God's money. This is a vending machine where people are putting their gold and then getting paid. So as they build the crypto and central bank digital currencies and ID 2020 linked to FedNow that tracks everything, this is the AIB system. As Doge does its dirty work and takes all the data and feeds it into Grok, feeds it into ChatGPT, you're going to be run by an AI god. As Doge takes the data on how government is run and morphs it into artificial intelligence, folks, they're bringing on the AI beast system, the all-knowing little god. Everything that you post feeds the beast. And so this vending machine, again, I just find it interesting. Put your gold in and get paid. Let's play it. God's money versus Lucifer's money. All right, the last story I want to cover again. This is a little bit old. New World Economic Forum leader, Nestle, former CEO, something's up with his eye. I found this meme hilarious. Who are we dealing with Psychopaths? Water is not a right. We'll give you a little bit, but you can't water your garden. Get creative, my friends. We've talked about primary water. A Northwestern study said that below the surface, there's 5 times the amount of water than all the oceans combined. Remember Libya greening the desert with primary water that we bombed, creating organic farmers in the desert? Not buying any of it, my friends. Our enslavement is just moving so fast. But we need to be a light, my friends. Pray for this ministry. Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. Have no fear. Make sure you walk right with the Lord. God bless.